Okay, welcome back, all of you orgy and fire party goers.
Fuck.
To another episode of Spooky Movie Squad, the horror movie podcast that reviews the best and worst and everything in between in horror, one movie at a time. I'm your host, Otis, and tonight I am joined, as ever, with the Spooky Movie Squad. And that squad consists of Katie,
Hi.
Emma,
Hey.
and Micah.
Oh, would you look at that? A place to hang my hat on.
You got me. You got me with that one. Actually, I need to look up the fucking date of this movie.
It was recent.
Yeah,
it's like
2021.
21.
Okay. So sit back and relax. Enjoy our review of the 2021 horror movie, I guess. The Mad Hatter. There is no subtitle.
That's fine.
It's all
I think
right.
That, I think
for the
that should just
best.
be the subtitle. There is no subtitle. There may not also
There's no point.
there may also be no plot.
Here, there is no subtitle. Only Zool.
Only fire.
Hit that music.
Goblins, ghouls, and honored guests. Take a seat and take a rest. From behind the curtain, a disconcerting nod. It's time to listen to the Spooky Movie Squad.
Happy spookies, everyone. This is episode 343 of the Celestrious Podcast in chapter 2 in our month of fairy tales slash nursery rhymes. So I can't remember which one of you some bitches picked this one.
That would be me, and I am not happy nor proud of it.
No, it's fine. It had a cool idea and a look, but like I said,
I was misled.
Yeah, I thought it would. We'll get into it. So, for the uninitiated, the movie we're doing tonight is The Mad Hatter from 2021. Now, this is a indie as fuck movie, and it is about four college students. Mm-hmm. And a professor heading into a haunted house. That sounds like Scary Movie 2. I know. Where they start to get assaulted by ghosts. That's still Scary Movie 2. I know. Actually, technically, it's House on Haunted Hill. But, you know. But they are dealing with mental hangups from their past. That sounds like Flatliners. I know. And a scary flame monster ghost that wants to capture them, possibly. Yeah, we'll go with that. So, Emma, what did you think about the Mad Hatter?
I'm really trying to flip through my Rolodex of how many what the fucks and dude no that I can come up with, and I don't know how to put it in words. But it's really bad. It's really stupid. And like, I feel like they had a good direction. Like they had a decent, I guess, idea.
You're very generous.
I know. Okay. Think about it though. If the plot actually plotted having four people dealing with mental anguish and mental struggles that they can't get past, that are holding them up, into a psychology class that has to do with all this shit, and then they end up at this place that they have to face it all, that sounds like the idea that would be like candy.
Yeah.
To a fucking writer, especially in a thriller horror setting. I feel like the idea behind this, there was so much to work with. And they said, all I heard was acid trip and the Cheshire Cat, and then did nothing with any of it and spat out this movie somehow. So yeah. I don't fucking know. It's poop. I don't like it. It was dumb. I was confused. I have nothing else. Micah, neither did the movie. Boom. Micah, roasted.
Maybe the plot, maybe what the plot was the friends we made along the way.
Oh my god, what a long strange trip it's been in the hat maker's basement.
What did I just have to ask, What did the Mad Hatter have to do with this story anyway?
He was just
bad. What the hell was the point?
He was just evil, I guess.
I guess?
Yeah.
And then he was a psychology teacher? Revenge.
Yeah.
Revenge on the guy who kicked over the candle?
Well, it's just like permanent revenge for his daughter dying.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I'm too tired. I'm too tired to sort this plot out.
Like shooting like, bad.
I mean, every villain in a horror movie has some shit ass reason that they're doing what they're doing. Like,
yeah, but they have a reason. There's no real actual reason behind this one.
Mike Myers has 75 movies, and his reason is just that he was a crazy 6-year-old.
Correct.
I'm a stabby.
Yeah, but that still counts as a reason.
Yeah.
This reason was his daughter died.
Yeah, but the guy who
kill everyone who goes into my house because my daughter died and I'm fucking mad about it.
I guess. Yep. Whatever. This movie sucked.
I don't think this movie sucked as much as Emma and Micah think this movie sucked, but that's because they did not watch last month's Cupid. So
Katie's like, I've seen bad.
I've seen bad. Y'all don't know bad. Okay.
I was born in bad. You simply adopted it.
Yeah. Oh, <God. laughs> yeah. So this movie has a loose plot, and it's weird because the psych professor is like clearly in on it from the beginning.
Yeah, like,
but five, then 10. Well, he was in it before because his whole presentation to the class that he made to get them to go on this field trip was the same one he did at the end too. So he had been doing this multiple times. So it was just fucking chaotic. I don't know.
Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. The first bit of bad writing was when the professor was giving the presentation and the main guy raises his hand and he's like, oh yeah. What's your question? Why? It was like, oh, was that it? That okay, well.
And then.
But like, why?
It's like, if you hadn't asked, you held us up, you could have just waited and I would have kept explaining, but let me answer your question for you now.
I feel like this movie, the title of the movie makes you think that it's going to be Alice in Wonderland related, and for the most part, it doesn't really track that until like 5 or so minutes to the end when Chelsea like wakes up at home and you're like, oh, okay, that tracks. She's been the one like finding all the clues this whole time. She's clearly Alice. Like, okay, now she's home. She's back in the real world. Everything is right. Like, she got injured, she got sent away, everything's okay. And then it's not that, and the other guy is the main guy, and it just, like, this is stupid.
Yeah, and there's all these random-ass references. Like, this is one of my 7 words. Like, there's rabbits and fucking random-ass shit throughout the whole movie, and you're like, oh! No. I missed that one. Oh, maybe? No.
Well, it's all in the tea.
Yeah.
They're all mad here because of the tea.
It just got curiouser and curiouser and no questions were ever answered.
Yeah.
It's always cool to check out indie films and see the ideas that are coming out in the world. You know, not every film is going to be a award winner. I wrote a couple of things that I actually liked. The actually visuals on the Mad Hatter, it looked really cool. They spent a lot of their budget on fire effects. And they used the fuck out of it. Mm-hmm. They were like, man, we spent all our budget on it, so there's going to be a lot of fire in this movie. But I wasn't the biggest fan of the psychological angle to it.
That was the whole point of it.
Yeah.
The
whole movie was psychological.
I thought it was going to be a little more slashery.
Yeah.
It was intro to psychological horror.
Yeah. So I was waiting on to get snatched up. And I should have known when the number of people wasn't that big. I was like, there's only like 4 of them three in the main character. So I was like, not enough people to get murdered for no reason. I'm like, they're going to survive for a while. And they survived for a while in this movie. I was like, fuck. You know, that's why usually groups, it's like, oh, me and my seven friends. I'm like, oh man, someone's dying in like 5 minutes. Like, all right.
Yeah.
But it wasn't the worst movie I've seen,
I
but it
literally
wasn't.
asked that to Micah too. Like, what was it? 2 minutes after they got to the house, I was like, how many people are there?
Yeah, there were a lot
Four?
of continuity spots. It took a long time for them to really say their names to the point where I could write it down, because there is no synopsis for this online, so I actually had to write all of it. And Chelsea's name, it took forever for someone to really say it. At some point, they said
Yeah.
it really fast, and I was like, "Did they say Kelsey?" And I was like, "Oh, they'll say it again soon." And it took like a while for them to say Chelsea, and I was like, "Jesus, man!" Like
Yeah.
Ian and Val, their names popped up because they were the crazy kids, but it took a little too long for names and reasons why. I don't really, still don't know why the whole class didn't go, and he only picked like three people or four people to go. Like, it was just weird spots where another 10 seconds of dialogue would have just helped with it. But like, you know, we're gonna head to this mansion because I picked a small group of people to come with me. Like, it's like, that's easy. But just they didn't think they needed to say it. But I was like, I'm fine. I can assume things. But other people that could easily get distracted and not give a shit about the movie, they're like, why are they there? Hey, look at that bird. And
Well,
they're
it was
gone, you know?
also really weird that those four kids specifically were not only in his like intro to psych class, but were his psych patients. Like
Yeah, that was.
he was like
That was weird. I didn't understand that he was there, like.
psychologist.
Yeah.
Fucking weird. He kept having them come in for meetings and like talk about their traumas and shit. And it was just like, what?
I don't know. But real quick, for the uninitiated, if you don't know anything about the Mad Hatter, don't worry. It's an old character from Lewis Carroll's 1865 book, Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, and the 1871 sequel, Through the Looking Glass. He is usually referred to as the Mad Hatter, though Lewis Carroll never really called him that.
Thanks, Disney.
Yes, and
Yeah.
it's actually a saying. So, hat makers, they used mercury when they were producing or they were felting the cloth. I don't know how, why the fuck you needed mercury like that, but long-term use of mercury products made you insane. So your speech got slurred, you had tremors, you stumbled, and you hallucinated. And so that's where the saying "mad as a hatter" came from, because all these fancy hat people were just like, "I invented the question mark," and like, "Dang, Katie's crazy," and they just let them wobble down the street. They're like, "I don't want to deal
They
with it."
ask, why is a right raven like a writing desk?
So that's where it comes from. And then the Mad Hatter character has popped up in a lot of things, a lot of Disney cartoons, and in Batman comic books. So it's one of the supervillains, and he uses mind control devices in hats, and he puts it on people. A wee little person sometimes is dangerous, but a lot of the times gets punched once and just goes down. Because Batman's like, yeah, you're tiny. I'm just gonna punch you in the mouth. But it's a pretty solid character that's popped up in a lot of things. Johnny Depp played Mad Hatter in the, I forgot what year that
The
was.
live action Alice in Wonderland.
2010, Alice in
Yeah.
Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass. I did not watch those movies. I don't know if he did good or not.
There, yes, he did. He was
Yeah.
phenomenal.
Yeah. I just didn't feel like it. There were a lot of like movies around that time. They were like, didn't they do what the Huntsman and Snow White and stuff?
Yes.
That was like the cool thing to do. And I was just like, I'm good. I'm good on this movie.
I liked the first one for sure. It was good. Yeah. It was a lot. That series of movies is a lot closer to the book, so a lot of people came out of that movie upset because they were expecting like a live action rehash of
Oh, the
the
cartoon.
cartoon.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they took some of the stuff that was in the cartoon, but mostly it was just a book adaptation, and
Okay.
it was really good. I haven't read the book in years, years and years and
I
years.
read the
Like
first.
prior to the movie coming out, I hadn't read it in years and years and years and years. So,
Yeah. I read the first one, but that was a very long time ago, like middle
yeah.
school or high school. I read it.
Yeah, but the
But both of the movies added a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't in the cartoon and added a bunch of characters that weren't in the cartoon. So you got to see like the Jabberwocky and the different
Yes.
queens
The
and
Bandersnatch.
yeah.
Oh, Benedict Bandersnatch, he was in it.
Yes.
Oh, good for him.
Penguin himself. Yes.
Penguin. Man, that guy was in everything.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll get through this movie really quick. I wrote a synopsis. I was writing everything that happened, but I was like, that's not really that important. So my notes just get shorter and more like, this is what really you really need to know about. But
Yeah.
yeah, we'll get through this and we'll talk about our favorite and least favorite characters. So sit back and relax and enjoy our synopsis of The Mad Hatter. So this movie opens up with a fancy, I don't know, hat and mask party. I don't know what that type of party means, but this party is full of drugs. Drugs are everywhere, and people are starting to touch on each other. In my notes, I write the party turns into what Frank Reynolds would call an orgy. Watch It's Sunny. It's funny. So we see a little girl come down to the party, and she's looking for her dad, the host of said party. And then a fire starts. Cue the credits. I wrote a question mark. It all happened really quick. There were some boobs on the screen, and then people were getting naked and taking drugs, and then a fire started. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So years go by, maybe, and we find out that the mansion was built by Mr. Frederick Williams, and his professor at a college wants to test paranormal effects on people inside of the mansion. So the mansion was burnt down, or a certain spot of it, but the rest of the land is good. So we meet up with some characters in this movie. So we have Ian and Val, they are the sexy couple. And then we meet Henry, our main character, and he is starting to see visions of a creepy girl everywhere. And he seems a bit confused and taken aback by it. So Professor Hart takes everyone's phones for his spooky study. Man, that seems like a scary movie too. Yeah, it's the same feel. And they're supposed to journal daily about their ghost encounters in this mansion. So I guess they're expecting to deal with ghosts here. Plus, they're getting hypnosis to bridge the real world to the spirit world. It's, I don't know. They piled a lot of stuff on in this. So the group meets the caretaker, and is a very, very famous horror guy. And his name is Michael Berryman. So I think I said earlier that he has a condition called hypohidrotic ectodermal dysplasia. And so he has the absence of sweat glands, hair, and fingernails. So his very scary, different look got him into a lot of scary movies back in the day. Amazing actor. It's weird when he meets the group, our evil, our scary looking caretaker, he really wants to say something to Henry, but he keeps getting interrupted. Like he opens his mouth and takes a nice breath, but then he just can't get the words out. So we instantly start playing the fun game of what's happening in the background of the shot in all of the kids' rooms. You will see people walk by, or just stand still, or just scary stuff happening. It's that type of movie. Now, I've seen in cheap's not the right word. Well, I'll use cheap, but I don't mean it in a mean way. Like Paranormal Activity. That was a very cheap to make film. And they went with the angle of, if you kept your eyes open, there were tons of things to check out in the background. This movie takes the same angle. I like doing that. It's like a Where's Waldo, but scary. A little bit later, we see that the caretaker catches a beaver and a bird for dinner. So Ian goes under hypnosis and he has visions of an orphanage and hiding from a scary person, maybe the person that is in charge of this orphanage. They don't outwardly say that these are his memories. It might be someone else's. We don't know. So bedtime happens, and Henry keeps having visions of a girl drowning. So I will admit that this movie gives you, just little by little snippets of the story. And I thought that was really cool because it kept you interested in that sense. We see that Chelsea, the other girl in the group, sees her dad walking around and gets nosy in a room and finds a book about the house and the history behind it. We find out that her dad was supposed to be sick and dying from cancer, and she came to this study kind of as an escape, and she feels bad about it. So Val, the girlfriend of Ian, she bites her fingernail off like a badass. She was like working on her makeup and her nail was kind of like messed up, and she just bites the fingernail off. It's absurd. So the gang gets bored one night and they start putting hats on, and Ian fakes like he's dying or getting sick from the hat. Hey, it's a metaphor for the Mad Hatter and, you know, all that shit. So we see that the caretaker's working on his sewing and hat making on the animal pelts that he killed. And then the gang discovers that the hats have bones and teeth stitched onto them. And, you know, it all, yeah, they kind of put two and two together. The gang head into a wine cellar looking for wine and other types of booze. And they meet up with another butler from the mansion and they get scared off. So the group, they read from the book about Emma. And that's William's daughter that died in a fire. Drinking ensues, and Val and Ian dance while a burning person walks up to them. I will say, the imagery looked really cool. The fire looked awesome, and they seem to have had really cool effects with the fire, because they do it a lot in this. So, from what we see, the professor gets possessed or has visions of the ghosts. And we learn from a dream that the girl's name is Mia, and Henry was watching her swim, and she drowned. So it seems like everyone has some type of regret or fear, something that keeps them tied to the spirit realm in this movie. Kind of like Flatliners. So Val wakes up and brushes her teeth, and they start to fall out. A really awesome scene, but it was all a dream. I can't remember what that means when you have a dream and your teeth fall out. I can't remember if it's just anxiety or you're scared of something or you can't decide. I can't remember what it means. So Henry, he hears his sister in the swamp and he actually sees her, and he goes out into the swamp to save her, and he gets grabbed by his sister or the spirit or a spirit tricking him. Later that night, Val sees her mean mom yelling at her and sees nails in the walls. And Chelsea heads to the basement and finds the room of the dead animals. Now, Val gets tossed down the stairs by something invisible and gets snatched into the darkness. It looked pretty cool. Ian hears her screams and wakes up to go looking. Now, this is how the spirit gets people. Catches somebody off guard and then yanks up the other people. He is looking for, and he ends up in the orphanage that he grew up in. So those memories were his. And it seems like the owner of it sexually assaulted the boy when he was a kid, or just assaulted him, did something not good. So he seems to be frozen in fear because of this spirit. Now Chelsea ends up in the burning mansion and sees the burning person. And then runs off. The next morning, Ian and Val are nowhere to be found. Uh-oh. And the professor says they left in the night. That's fucking fishy. Chelsea thinks that the caretakers are poisoning all of them and to keep them there. And Henry and Chelsea try to run away. Chelsea gets her leg snapped up in a bear trap. Looked pretty cool. And Henry and Chelsea are brought back to the mansion. At this point in the movie, I was a bit confused because I was like, what if the spirits weren't actually there? Maybe they were just getting poisoned the whole time and they just thought there were ghosts, but it was just people making them crazy. I was like, that's pretty sweet. So Henry follows his sister's spirit to discover that the mansion is bad. No fucking shit, Henry. And Henry finds Chelsea strapped up to a machine and he has to fight evil Ian and Val's spirits. And he runs off after killing them. We discovered that the professor and the Mad Hatter are in cahoots. Oh no, the Hatter effects look really, really sweet. Either the professor is Williams, but he can't die, or he's a spirit. I don't know. So Henry tries to fight off everything, but at least he gets to be with his sister. Hooray! And he is stuck in the mansion. And the professor heads out to snatch up some more dumb people with issues that he can kill. The end. So, Emma, who or what was your favorite thing about the Mad Hatter?
My favorite thing about this movie was the shoes that Chelsea wore in the statue scene. That whole movie was so what the fuck for me. But the second she had like a runway moment in between the candles, when she was like walking up to that big titty statue, and I was like, damn, girl, I want those shoes. And that was the highlight of the whole movie for me.
Yeah, Katie was like, look at those shoes. Like,
yep, that was it.
Shouldn't be in shoes like that with bad guys around. Well,
and then she immediately changed them.
Yeah, she had flats.
She switched to flats as soon as she needed to.
What a bummer. Micah.
I liked when the screen went black and the credits started rolling. That's my favorite part. Sorry, I'm going scorched earth. Oh, I'm sorry, scorched people in a Mad Hatter's house on this movie.
Scorched house.
Those credits hit, Micah stood up and just started clapping. Like, hooray.
He said the real heroes of
this fall. This movie kind of made me mad. Mad as a Hatter. yeah to hell with this movie, bring on the next one.
I'm going down with the ship.
Not this one.
Nope.
I ain't captain in this. This ain't my problem.
And on that note, my favorite thing about this movie was the burnt ghosts.
Yeah,
those are pretty solid, honestly, for as like cheap of a movie as this clearly was.
Yeah,
those ghosts were, it was pretty cool. They put in some work. Good job, artists.
Yay.
I will jump on Katie. Well, I do, but
yeah, you will.
No, I was really hoping that was going to be the end of it. And I was like, yes, Otis, say it.
I went with the joke because I didn't know what my next word was going to be. So I was like, oh, fuck it. But no, her idea of the ghost, they looked awesome. The Mad Hatter was really cool.
Yeah.
Didn't get enough of that. I really wanted more of him just in the background, just looking at people. I thought that was pretty solid.
Yeah.
A honorable mention is the caretaker. His name is Michael Berryman. He has been in a ton of scary movies. So he's the big, bald, scary guy. Large. He was in The Hills Have Eyes, the original one. He was one of the bad guys that did bad stuff in the desert to that family.
Terrifying.
Yes. And then another movie I absolutely love him in, Weird Science. He was the biker group that came in when Wyatt and Gary had to defend the beautiful ladies. And he's like, I'm an English teacher. Don't tell anybody. But he's like a biker trying to kill people. I love it. He's awesome. But his Rolodex of scary movies and things he's been in is gigantic. So actually, fun fact, he was born with hypohidrotic ectodermal dysplasia, which means he has no sweat glands, hair, fingernails, or teeth.
Yikes.
Whoa.
And good for him to become an actor. I mean, you can always get teeth or just not show your teeth when you talk and stuff, but it's pretty awesome that he got to actually live, because all those things together in the right time period, you're dead. In the Wild West, you're fucking dead, man.
Yeah.
But it's awesome he got to be an actor, and he's gigantic, so it was cool to just have him be a scary monster man. So good on you, Michael Berryman. The second he popped up on screen, I was like, hey, I know that guy. And I smiled for the first time in this movie. So, Emma, who or what was your least favorite thing about the Mad Hatter?
The plotlessness, or the lack of substance to the plot, I should say. Because like I said at the beginning, there was the opportunity for there to be a decent, well-driven, plot-lined movie. Because, like Katie said 100 times, guy lost his daughter. He's mad. Drugs. Mental health issues. Psychological yayas. So much potential. So very little use of said potential.
Yeah.
So the lack of actual use of so much plot potential was my least favorite part of this. Micah.
Well, here we go. My least favorite thing.
Everything before the screen went black.
All right, I'm out. You said it. No. I'm going to say the disconnect as to the reasoning of, well, basically anything. I don't know where to start, but here goes something. So, Katie, you were saying that this is a like a permanent revenge fix. But the thing is, the Mad Hatter who took over the professor is like luring people in. So how can it be revenge if he's just luring people in?
Okay, revenge is the wrong word. Okay, just straight up murder then.
Anger.
Honey pot.
Yeah. It's like the Asylum movie. What was it? Grave Encounters, where the thing just like took over the internet.
And
just
yeah. Every movie with a serial killer. They just kill because they like killing.
It's fun. But
they're upset. This guy's specific reason for starting to kill people was because his daughter died.
But yeah, I guess. Anyway, the other thing I don't understand is what was he doing to like manipulate their minds or whatever? Like I know he just
shit.
Well, yeah, but then they were fully just like, I don't know. And then he was like, he told the main kid, he was like, "Oh, I didn't realize how strong you were," or whatever, and how long. And it's like, what does that even mean? What was the step-by-step process to show that he was strong? I don't get it. Like, it just seemed like a lot of loose ideas that just got like darts at a dartboard, but they didn't storyboard it well, and so it didn't flow at all.
Okay.
So, whatever all that can be combined into, that was my least favorite part.
Yeah, drugs in the tea, Micah. Drugs in the tea. You'll notice that the professor kept supplying those kids with tea. And that is why he is my least favorite thing about this movie. That professor was trash. One, because he was luring people to their deaths. Two, because he was fucking fake, like, I don't even know what the word is, being a psychologist to them. And then he was just, like, purposefully bringing up their traumas to fuck them up, to give them to the ghost, and he was trash. And then they only brought him into the movie, like, I don't know, 5 or so minutes of worth of screen time. Like, he was barely in this bitch. It was fucking stupid. The professor sucked.
The professor sucked. I was mad because too early in this movie, I was like, that professor's in on this. He's got to be. And in the movie, he wanted to show me scenes where the ghost was like talking to him and maybe inhabiting his body. And I was like, oh, okay, he's just possessed.
I assumed he was possessed.
But then at the end of the movie, we learned that the Mad Hatter is just like either took his body a long time ago or can just make bodies and go to a college and become a professor, which is fucking crazy and weird to begin with.
But Professor Otis?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Hey, you should come to my mansion real quick.
Okay.
Yeah, you're asking too many questions. How about we talk about this at my mansion? But it was just weird. It was a lot of disconnect. It was a solid idea, but the fact this movie could have just not been called The Mad Hatter and had ideas of it, and it would have been fine. It's like movies that like force an idea on top of everything. Go, well, kind of like the Halo series. That was a sci-fi show before, and they were like, oh, well, we want to make a Halo show. And then they just dropped Halo on top of it. That's why things are different and weird, and people are like, what the fuck is this? This isn't Halo. It's just the name is, it's kind of like that. I wish there was more Mad Hatter in this movie, because it was just like a psychological ghost horror thriller with 5% Mad Hatter in it. And I was like, that's not enough. Not enough. Okay, so let's do 7-word synopsis. I have one, and it is, the fiery ghost look was pretty cool. I actually adored it, and I want more of the scary, spooky ghosts, fire ghosts popping up. I was really wanting more of it. Katie.
I have many seven-word synopses. Okay. First one. Holy drugs in the party punch, Batman. And then possessed professor drugs students uses traumas against them. And then we're all mad here because the cocaines. Micah.
I just have one. Mad Hatter was least important plot point.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just so weird.
It was Aaliyah in fucking
Queen of the Damned
again.
Absolutely it was.
Blah blah the damned.
Blah blah the damned.
What in the name of Rohypnol Wonderland? Too much trailer hype, very little payout.
Yeah.
I didn't know burning titties still bounce. That one fucking ghost at the end, when she was running, I was like, those are moving. Okay. Movie filled with Wonderland references without referencing. And then my alliterative, psychological students spend several sleeps seeing shit.
Just one more sleeps, guys. One more sleeps. So this film was released January 29th, 2021. So I looked for 10 seconds and I could not find a budget or a box office. But just like Katie said last week, the budget was probably just enough.
That's not what I said.
Oh,
for this one.
Oh, this week she wrote sandwiches for college kids for the budget. Yep. And a box office, she wrote a zero with a line in it.
Non-existent.
Yeah. There is no number. So, minority kill count. We got one, and it was Ian. Ian, or the ghost of Ian. So he was already dead either way, because he got stabbed real good in the hat making room or the skinning room for the corpses. Hell, I don't know. It got weird at the end. But Ian got killed. So now the new number is 445, and a Tito turtle, and a house, and a plane full of vampires, and a black bear. So does anybody have anything else to say about the Mad Hatter before we get out of here?
Oh my God, don't waste your time if you haven't watched it yet.
Just think of the worst struggle you could imagine mentally. And then think about if someone who lost their daughter took out their anger upon you based on your mental struggle. And yeah, it would be better than this movie.
Like, I was going to say, I was going to add to the, just think about your biggest mental struggle and then forget the point.
Yeah. Man, I'm afraid of this thing. What's that? Just walk off. There was good ideas and I could see where they were heading with it, but then I don't know if they were nervous that they needed to add more spooky elements to it, but it kind of wasn't enough. I don't know. It felt like the person just got distracted 3/4 in.
Yeah.
And just went a different direction with it. The main character, Henry, apparently he had a descent into, I don't know, losing it, but he kind of felt like he already lost it at the beginning of the movie. So like Micah said, he was supposed to be strong-willed, but I couldn't see it. He seemed like he was already jacked up from it.
Yeah.
Like I said, there were a lot of ideas, and some of them stuck, but some didn't, you know? The whole thing with his sister, I thought that was cool that they built on it. He's like, keep seeing this weird girl in his dreams. And it's like, oh, she has a name. Her name's Mia. And I was like, okay, it's got to be his, you know, sister. And then, you know, he wasn't watching and then she drowned. I'm like, okay, cool. I like that. But, you know, even in the end where he kind of, I don't know if he really forgave himself, but he got to be with his sister again. But they didn't win. He lost, but he got to be with his sister. So I was like, it's just weird. I assume her ghost was going to save him in the end.
Almost kind of feels like the ending to Hocus Pocus when he gets to finally be with his sister and they just kind of walk off into the twilight.
Yeah, kind of like The Shining too. Like, you know, he just is a ghost now. They're like, yeah, he's a friend now. I'm like, that's weird. Yeah, and he's at the party, the fire party. It's just,
yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. So with that, that is the end of this episode. If you have any other cool fun facts about, I don't know, hats with mercury in them, getting blowjobs from weird guys that probably touched you when you were in an orphanage when you were a kid.
Oh, no.
Drinking wine, unlabeled wine or whatever it was. I don't know. Eating beaver, both kinds. you can tweet us at Allentown Pod. We have an email. It is
AllentownPresents @gmail.com.
We have a Facebook at
Allentown Presents.
So this was episode 343, In the Pocket, In the Books, Out of Sight. The music you're listening to right now, that is Flip and the Combined Effort, Flip and CE, anywhere you can find them. The studio feeds us. Thank you so much for the artwork. So this was chapter 2 in our foray into fairy tales and things like that. And we will be back next week with another one. I don't know yet what it's going to be, but we'll figure it out. Oh, I needed that. So for Katie, for Bella that's just been walking around knocking stuff over, for Emma, Micah, thank you so much for listening, and we'll be back next week with another fairy tale or movie. Okay, bye everybody.
Bye.
Toots. Wow, I lost the point. I'm not even kidding. I was trying to think of something clever and I completely lost the point.